This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Monday, December 6. Well, some pressure last week in the cattle space with the live cattle down about 2.5. Feeders were down about 3. With most of that pressure coming on Friday. In fact, in feeders, we started out higher. It actually put in a little bit of a blip up and then started running to selling, and it kind of fed on itself through mid-session. We tried to bounce a little bit, but really didn't get much out of that. So we ended up with an outside day lower on Friday with a market that seems to be buckling a little bit. In live cattle, the markets there weren't quite as dramatic. In fact, we had those reversals on Monday and then some follow through on Tuesday. But we spent the rest of the week kind of trying to bounce back. But Friday there too, we ended up with a reversal down in live cattle after putting in just barely a new high for this small little flag formation. So cattle markets, I'm still leaning that the highs have been put in, your seasonal highs, with the reversals from early last week, and that we're probably starting another pretty notable leg down. I think that packer buying should pretty much be wrapped up by now for Christmas and New Year's, which is normally the case by the first week of December. So this kind of all fits with that normal seasonal pattern. The cash trade has performed very well. Finally, feedlots and producers getting some return, sharing in the love here that the packers have been enjoying for over a year. Massive profits on the box beef trade. And that has turned around quite significantly. The box beef has dropped off a lot and cash trade has rallied a lot. And so packers, while still in the black, they're not near the stratosphere margins that they've been seeing, over the months. But nevertheless, you still want to get the product around them and satisfy customer demand for the holiday season. The question looming is, what will consumer demand be after the holidays when they're staring at record high beef prices? Normally, the demand switches to the lower value cuts, which I certainly think would be the case again this next year, but how much is it going to be? And what kind of demand destruction are we creating with these record high prices? That's kind of the big question. Luckily, with the strong feedlot demand and pushing prices higher, they've pulled a lot of cattle forward from the feedlots. So that should have eased up some of the supply issues that we've had with a lot of front end loaded. But still, you've got a couple months where the feedlots have plenty of cattle to move. The last thing you want to do is get behind on your marketings. So the question, still always comes down to consumer demand and what have you got to support that. Now, obviously, with the herd size declining and calf crops smaller, the supply of replacement cattle are lower. They're down. So it's still going to be supportive for feeder cattle, I think, generally, but they're still going to be following what the live cattle are doing. And I think that's where you run into some problems. Corn prices, of course, have stabilized for the moment, but I think they're just kind of forming a base for their next leg up as well. We're looking at dry conditions across southern Brazil into much of Argentina. If those conditions prevail, which at least the medium range forecast suggests they will, and a strong La Nina would suggest they would longer term, that's going to send corn prices notably higher. And of course, that would be a negative component to the feeder cattle complex. So all these things are moving targets as we work our way through December and the important month of January for crop production in South America. What kind of corn production are you going to have? And, record high fertilizer prices and dry conditions are pointing to, some difficulty ahead as far as production for corn. I do think corn is again gearing up for another leg up, which would be, a double whammy for feeders. If live cattle are pushing lower, corn is pushing higher. Even with a tight supply of feeder cattle, it's tough to make the numbers work, and demand could easily drop off for feeder cattle. Cash trade last week quite strong. Fed trade around 140, that was up 4 on the week. Dress trade at 220, also up 4 on the week. Box beef was higher on Friday, as it was on Thursday. So the choice was up 234 at 274. Select was up 39 cents at 259. The spread gained 195 at 1572. Movement was 117 loads. Weak slaughter on Friday, 607,000 head. And that compares to, it's about 10,000 more than where we were a year ago. And of course, comparing to the previous week was Thanksgiving. So of course, we'd be higher than the previous week. The feeder cattle index coming into today is up 24 cents. We're sitting at 161.58. So those are kind of just the numbers from last week. Moving forward, I would expect that we'll get some more pressure here in cattle. And again, I think our seasonal highs are in, and we'll start to work our way lower through December and probably into the first month or two of next year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.